Kerabos, I hope all is good. Frail Chanukah, good Chodesh. Today's daf is Vavakama daf Mem Aleph. And we are here on Mem of Beis at the first two dots, right? At about three lines up in the skinny lines, right? That maybe we said we stopped a little early yesterday, but Mitzvah Shem will catch up today and get to the, towards the end of Mem Aleph. Amud Beis, and again, as usual, our learning should be b'schus, all the soldiers and all of the captives and all the people who need refuah shlema. We should be zocher to see Yeshua Bekarov, and to be zocher to see Nisim Bereflos, right, by Mimahim Bezmanazem. Okay, says the, we have a quote now here, the two dots, Shor Sheit Stadon Enu Chayiv Misa, if you remember, we had said, the Mishnah had said that a shor that is trained as like a bullfighter or gladiator or whatever you want to call it, is not Chayiv Misa, right, if it kills someone, because that's how it was taught. So Yiboy Lehu, they asked the following Shiloh. Okay, you're not going to kill it, but Ma'ol Gabi Mizbeach, you're allowed to bring it, right, as a korban. Right? The Pasuk already says that a shor that kills somebody is not good as a korban, but does that apply, right, in our case, right? Also in the scenario where you taught the shor how to kill it. So Rav Machlok is Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Kasher, Rav Shmuel Amar Pasul. Rav Amar Kasher, Rav says it's Kasher because Anosu, because it didn't do it on purpose, right? It's Anosu. It was taught. It was, brainwashed to do that. Shmuel Amar Pasul, right? Hare Nevad Bo Avera, right? Because after all, right, it did kill somebody, so therefore it is Pasul to be brought as a korban. Mesve, although as a Kasher, the Pasuk says, Mina Behema. Right, this is again, you're not allowed to bring, that Pasuk is, right, Adam ki akuv mikem korban l'Hashem, right, you're allowed to bring, obviously you're going to bring a korban, the Pasuk says, min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, takuvus korban chem. You can bring a korban from a behema, from bakar, and from tzon. So the Gemara learns out exclusions from all that, right? The fact that we mentioned those three things, the Gemara has exclusions to that. So min ha-behema teaches me lohotzi es ha-roveya ves ha-nirva, to exclude an animal that Rachmana Litzlan had some sort of sodomy with a person. Min ha-bakar, what does that exclude? Lohotzi es ha-neva, to exclude a shore that was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah, as Rashi says. Right, min ha-tzon, what does that exclude? Lohotzi es ha-muktzah. Now that doesn't mean something that's muktzah on Shabbos, so that means something that was set aside, right? Muktzah means literally something that's not set aside for Shabbos. So here we're talking about something that is set aside as an Avodah Zarah or as a korban to Avodah Zarah. Min ha-tzon, right, lohotzi es ha-nogeach, right? Min ha-tzon excludes someone who killed somebody. It's Amar Bishima. I mean, those are the animals, right, that we say that you can't bring as a korban, right? That's the drushas you get from the pasuk. Amar Bishima. Rabbi Shimon says, Nemar Roveya, Lama Nemar Nogeach. V'nemar Nogeach, Lama Nemar Roveya. Says Rabbi Shimon, why do you need to mention both Roveya, right, so it had some sort of relationship with a person, and a shore that killed somebody, right? You could learn it from both of them, right? Why do you need both? You could learn one from the other, right? Again, the pashas, we're going to reject that, but the Havamina is, right, that both of them, Lechora, are punished by Skila, so Lechora, right, you could have assumed both of those, that you could have understood that they're the same. So why do you have to mention both of them? So Rabbi Shimon explains. Because you have a scenario, right, but both of them are different in a certain way. Roveya, also bo'onis karatzon, Nogeach lo osa ba'onus karaton. By case of Roveya, it doesn't matter whether it was by accident or it was forced or the animal wanted to or not. Regardless, you're going to kill the shore. But by Nogeach, by a gourd, by a case where a gourd, right, that's only, right, a shor muad, right, and more accurately, right, that in our case, right, where not a shor muad, I'm sorry, where we said that a shore that's not going to. And this is actually the Kasha on Shmuel, right? We said that the shore that is, Rabbi Shimon was saying that a shore that is forced to gore, right, is different, right, than a shore that chooses to gore, right? But Ones, right, if a shore is forced to gore, so the chore, we're not going to kill it. And that's the Kasha on Shmuel. It's not going to be possible to Mizbeach. Right, so that would be the difference, right? And that's exactly the point we're trying to bring out. Now we just finish off the brisa. Nogeach mishalem kofer, roveya inim mishalem kofer. And also, right, there's a chumra by goring as well, right? As opposed to a case of roveya, but a case of sodomy, where lachora, the someone who gores, right, if a shore gores someone else and kills somebody, you're going to pay kofer. By roveya, that's not true. Lefichach chutzrach lomar roveya, chutzrach lomar nogeach. Therefore, right, you need to have both of them excluded in the pasuk. But katani mias. But bottom line. Right, what do we say? Roveya also onis karatzon, nogeach lo also onis karatzon. Right, we said that roveya, regardless of whether it was on purpose or it was by accident or it was forced into it, right, we're going to kill the animal. It's not going to be. It's going to be possible, right, for to be brought to the mizbeach. But that's not true, right? By a goring animal. That if it's an ones, the halachos are not going to apply. So my halachos, what halacha are we talking about? Lav the korban does not mean to say that a shor that was forced to gore someone, like in our case, where a shor that was taught to be an etzadion, or an etzadin, or whatever, however you say, the shor that is supposed to perform, right, that's going to be puzzle. It's not going to be possible to be brought as a korban. So Gemara says, lo, l'katala, we're not talking about bringing it as a korban. It's not like Kashan Shmuel. We're saying that we're not going to kill it, but it's still no good to be brought as on the Zbech. And that makes a lot of sense. Because Diyam is the korban. If you're saying that, the Bryce is saying that you can bring it as a korban. So Nogeach, lo, asa, onus karatzon, lav onus didaksiv, lav ratzon didaksiv. We don't see any difference. Again, when we say that by a shor, right, that gores, right, that there's a difference between, there's no difference between onus karatzon, regardless of how it gores, right, there's no halacha that differentiates between onus and ratzon, right, by goring, right, by goring, right, there's no difference between onus and ratzon, whether you bring it as a korban. Meaning, mimanoshach, there is no such din in the Torah. The Torah says there's a difference between whether you kill it or not, right, the shor did it on purpose or it didn't do it on purpose, right, the difference between shor tam, difference between shor muad, whether it was taught to gore, whether it wasn't taught to gore, but the Torah doesn't split, right, the halacha, right, of korban, right, for depending on whether the shor gored or not, right, there's nothing, no such thing written in the Torah. El lav l'katla, so it must be talking about killing, where the Torah does differentiate, meaning if the shor gored on purpose, right, then you kill it, right, if the shor does it by accident or whatever, it's bonus, then you don't kill the shor. So that must be taka what the Bryce is talking about, and therefore it's not a kasha. Right, again, Shmuel, who said that you wouldn't bring a shor itzdadin into as a korban. Okay, two dots. Again, if you got to the two dots yesterday, I apologize, but it's weiter. Amar Mar, we had said again in a brisa that we just quoted, Nogeach Mishalem is a kofar, Roveh Ein Mishalem is a kofar. If a shor kills somebody, you pay kofar. If a shor Rachman Litzlan sodomized somebody, have some sort of weird relationship with somebody, so then you're not going to pay kofar. So Gemara says, Hayichidami. What's the case? Kofar, again, the kofar is a payment for killing a human being. If an animal kills a human being, so what's the case, right, where you're not going to pay kofar for the revia, for the sodomy? So ilema de rava v'katla. If it's a case where the person Rachman Islam killed the shore killed the person who was committing the act with, smiley katla v'karna, smiley katla v'revia. Who cares how it killed the person? Right, when we say that a shore gores someone, therefore you pay kofar, doesn't mean only if it gores; it means if it kills somebody. So who cares how it kills somebody? L'chora, that must be a scenario, right, where he should pay kofar. So that can't be the case, where a roveah is not going to pay kofar. So Ella, rather, must be, as you might imagine, right, derava de lo katla, regular case of revia, of sodomy, where there was no murder, where there's no death to the human, right? But hai de lo mishalem kofar, mishum de lo katla. So why are you bringing a proof? Again, we had tried to bring a proof and say that, oh, look, negicha is different than revia, because revia is not going to pay kofar. Well, obviously, it's not going to be kofar. It didn't kill anybody, right? The kofar is a payment for killing a human being, when the shor kills a human being. So what does that tell us at all, right? It's like you'd say, well, if you shoot somebody in the head, you're going to get killed, but if you eat treif, so then you're not. Well, obviously, right, there's no punishment for getting killed for eating treif, right? So why, it's not a kula. You can't compare those two halachos. They're completely irrelevant. So Abaye says, la'olam, really, the case is derav of a lo katla. The case is enichanami, that there was a revia there, there was a sodomy, but there was no murder. There was no death of the human by the shore. Aye, so what? Why would you compare the two between that you pay kofar if you gore and you don't pay kofar if there was a revia? So the Gemara says that's really the beidin of a kadlua, because the case is, well, then yeah, the halacha is that if you have revia, if you have sodomy with an animal, you're going to kill the person in Beis Din, right? If she did it on purpose. So there the case is, but yeah, sure enough, you brought her to Beis Din with Adim, the whole deal, and you stoned her and you killed her, right? Bestiality is usur. I mean, the raisa, right? The chi of misa. So my tami, you might have thought, command the kutl dummy. It's as if the shore killed him, therefore you should pay kofar, because again, because of the act, right, she, of the shore, right, she ended up, or this person ended up getting killed. So kumashmal, therefore we tell me that there is no kofar. Rava, Amar Rava says, la'olam de rava v'kadla. No, the case is really where, yeah, there was a revia, right, there was, and the shore killed him. So what did we say before? What's the difference between kill? Obviously, you pay kofar, right? Whether the shor killed it with its horns or with its body or whatever. So Gemara says no, because in this case, carrying kavanas al hazik, hai kavanas al hanas atzmahu. By a shor, by Karen, then when it gored, right, it was trying to damage the person. Here, the person, the animal is just trying to have some sort of hana. Therefore, right, you're not going to pay kofar. So, Michael Mifugi, what's the Mava Pligi, what's the Machlokas? Rabbi and Rava. Bregel Shador, so I got Tinok Bechatzar and Nizak. Again, that if Rachman Litzlan, right, the animal walked without intention to gore, right, and killed, let's say, a baby, a tinok, right, in the chatzar and Isaac, and in the chatzar, right, of the damaged person getting damaged, right, again, Rachman al-Islam, right, so then it would be, again, that would be bir v'sde'echer, again, it would be walking, right, short, regular, as chayev in the property of the Nizak. So, l'abaye mishalim kofar, according to l'abaye, you're going to pay kofar, because there's no, again, even though, right, there's no intention here to gore or to kill, right, you're still going to pay kofar, because l'abaye says, right, doesn't matter. Virava, right, who makes a difference, right, says there's a difference between whether it's intended to kill or not, or intended just for its own hana. Virava lo mishalim kofar, right, since the shore didn't intend to gore, to kill, so then there's not going to be any kofar payment. Okay, Tani crosses the Rav, and just to prove, right, then we have a Bryce that supports Rav that you are not allowed, that you are allowed, rather, to bring a korban from an animal that, you know, worked in the gladiator pits or whatever. Short stadin, right? Eino chayev misa v'kasher l'gabim mizbech m'pnei shehu k'meusa. The shore is as if it's forced, if it was taught, if that's how it was educated, right? As if it was forced, and therefore it's an ones, right? And you are allowed to, in fact, bring that shore on the mizbech. Okay, new mishnah. Shor g'shenagur chaz adav ameis mu'ad mishalim kofar tam patr mikofar. Again, we just talked about kofar, so let's talk about it more. Right? If a shore killed a person, you pay kofar. And the tam, that's only if it was mu'ad. If it was tam, you don't pay kofar. V'zeh v'zeh chayev misa min marashach, you're still going to kill the shore. Obviously, we have to get to a point, right? How in the world are you going to have, Gemara is going to immediately ask, how in the world do you have a case of a mu'ad, right? That if you're going to put the shore to death, right? If it's a tam, how do you ever get a case of a mu'ad, right, where a shore kills somebody? Okay, well, Gemara's going to deal with that and have a bunch of different possibilities. V'chein v'bein v'chein v'bas, the Gemara says, so too for a boy, so too for a girl. What in the world does that mean? If you look at Rashi, ben katan v'tinokas katana, chayev aleim skilav kofar kigdolim. If a shore kills a little child, rachmana l'tzlan, right, the shore is chayev misa, right, just like as if it killed a regular person. Nagach eved o'ama, back in the Mishnah, if it killed some sort of servant, right, so nosnim shloshim skalim, shloshim slayim, right, you give 30 sela, that's to the master. Bein shu yofa mana, mea mana, sorry. Bein she'ein yofa eladin echad, regardless of what the slave is owed, not owed, regardless of what the slave is worth, right, you're still going to pay the shloshim slime fine. Okay, if the shore gores. So the Gemara says immediately, right, and the Mishnah had said, whatever, a shore, right, kills a person. If it's a mu'ad, you pay kofar. If it's a tam, it doesn't pay kofar. But a tam gets killed just like you kill. I mean, the shore gets killed, rather it's a tam or a mu'ad. So the Gemara immediately says, how in the world do you ever get to a case where the shore is a mu'ad to kill a person, right? And therefore you should pay kofar. If the first time it gores someone, kills someone, you're going to put it to death, right? Because a tam, we kill the shore. That's a short tam, even though you don't have to pay kofar. So we're going to have a bunch of possibilities. Down to the two dots, seven or eight of them, and we'll get to a couple of them that finally stick. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Achum ayaskinen kigon shamdu l'shlosha b'nei Adam," where they, what's it called? That we evaluate and we assume that the shore charged and tried to kill three different people, but didn't actually get to kill the person. So we're not going to kill the shore because it didn't kill anybody. But since the shore tried three times to kill, right, that's already enough to make an emuad. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, nah, umdul av klumhu. What do you mean? You evaluate, you figure it out, an umdina, that we think the shore was trying to, how do you know? Yeah, it's okay, lowered its horns, but like, that doesn't make it a mu'ad. Right? You're only going to make it a mu'ad if it actually killed somebody three times. So the case is, says Ravashi, kigon shesikin the shlosh of bnei adam. It made three people sikin, meaning sakana, meaning they put them in the hospital, right? And then, right, all of them, right, all of them died pretty much at the same time. So the shore, right, becomes a mu'ad right away, but it's still alive because it didn't yet kill somebody because he put them in the hospital and then they died of their wounds, Rechman al-Tzlan, right at the same time, and then he's going to end up paying kofar after that. Rav Zvid says, another possibility, maybe he killed three animals, right? And they're not going to kill him, I mean, you don't kill a shore for necessarily killing animals, right? So he's still alive. So Gemara says, there's a different way to understand this, right? Rashi understands this is a kasha, the other Rishonim understand that this is necessarily a proof. But okay, we'll read like Rashi. Rashi says a bunch of these statements are going to be akashas. So let's read like that. Mu'ar lebehema havi mu'ar le'adam. Gemara says, what do you mean? If it gored a bunch of sheep, that's not a mu'ar for people. Right? Again, we said that before, right? There's a whole difference between depending on mu'ar le'adam, mu'ar for people, mu'ar to this, mu'ar to that. Right? So that's not going to help. So Rav Shimi says, k'go shaharik shlosha ovdi k'chavim. It killed three goyim. So Gemara says, mu'ad la'ovdi k'chavim havi mu'ad la'yisrael. But that's the same thing. The mu'ad for goring goyim is not the same the mu'ad for goring Jews, right? Some of the Achronim understand that because Jews have a greater mazel, or no mazel, right? Again, the Kushbar of Bnei Israel are not under the mazalos, where they have a greater ashkachas Hashem, right? So it's not the same, necessarily, that a shor gores a goy is a shor goring a Jew. Elam Amar Hashem Lagesh, Lagesh says, Kigon Shaharik Shlosha Bnei Adam Trefa. So he killed, the case is where the shor killed three people who were already dying, right? They were trefas, they were sick, right? They were able to, they were shor was able to get them, but you don't put that shor to death because they were already going to die. So the chor, that's how he's still alive to become a mu'ad. Gemara says, mu'ad la'trefa v'mu'ad la'shalim. Right, well, that's still the same problem we had before. A shor that gores trefas is not necessarily a mu'ad to gore a normal human being because a trefa is sicker, or slower, or whatever. Right, he's a normal human being, right? Has health to run away. So Alam Rav Papa, Rav Papa says the case could be the kotel. A shor killed somebody. V'arik la'agma, and it ran away to the swamp. Right, again, the swamp is usually used as the place where you can't access the shore. And then the cut off v'arik la'agma. Again, every time it did that, it ran away. So you couldn't get it. You couldn't simply practically. You couldn't get to the point where you could kill at the shore. But Enochanami killed three times, and if it killed it again, right? If the owner got to it, right, you can't be mechayev the owner kofar if it's not around, if it's not on the owner's property. Let's say the owner got it back, right? And then it gored somebody else, and then you would pay kofar in that case. Ravacha bere de Ravikama, what another possibility? Kigoja huzmu zomame zomamin, where the case is where you had all these edim zomamim. Again, edim zomamim is where you come to discredit the edim by saying imanu yisem. Right? Two edim come and say the shore gored. Two other edim come and say imanu yisem, you were with us. And then you have it again that they discredit the second Edim, so that the first Edim testimony stands. Right? So in that case, right, so that would be a reason why the shore, right, was not killed, because originally we had thought they were Edim Zomim, then we found out they weren't. Right? Again, long story short, right, through that happening, that whole back and forth, right, you'd get to the point where the shore gored three times, and you would never kill it because, you know, Edim Zomim, this, that, and the other thing. Hanichal Iliu de Torah ve'inan Shapir. So the Gemara just points out, if that makes sense, if again we had Machokas, if you remember, right, what are we trying to make Muad? Right, the shore or the Bailim? Right, the shore, ostensibly, if it gores three times, then it becomes a Muad. The Bailim is if it didn't wash the shore three times. Right? And so this all works if you understand that the whole point of what's a Muad is that the shore is gores three times and becomes a Muad. Eli Iliu de Gavra be'inan. Right? But if you're coming to make the Gavra, meaning the owner Muad, Meimar Amarle Lo Havi Adanam. He could say, I didn't realize that my shore killed three times, meaning what the Edom Zomim did was good and that. The other thing, meaning the old Taklas, again, if you, this is what the problem we have a couple times already in Masechta, if you come at the end of the three goring process and tell the owner, okay, now we know for sure that the shore gored three times, well, the owner just found out about it today. Right? It's not three times where the shore wasn't watched by the owners. Right? It's only once at the end because he didn't realize that they had to guard his shore. Because this is Shomuot. So the Gemara says it could be a case, could go into Amri call Imit the Kotel Torah Gabe Havakai. It could be that the owners, Enichanami, that the Edim, it could be Mechayev and Bezdin, right? And you keep on, you had Edim Zomim, this, that, and the other thing, right? The court case got dragged on, but the owners saw it happen. So they can't be like, oh, I didn't realize my shore was killing people, because they were actually there. Ravina, Amar Ravina says you could have a case. B'makiren is Baal Ashor, B'makiren Ashor. Well, we're not sure which ox it was, but we know the owners, right? The owners own all the shores, all the shvarim in one area. We didn't see exactly which shore killed, but we know that this guy owns a shore that is is goring. So therefore, we're not going to kill the sharks. We're not sure which one it is, but we know that this guy has to watch his flock a little bit better, right? And lechora, right, if it kills another time, so then it would. We can assume that's the shore that that killed the previously. So Gemara says, "I have a member," but Gemara says, "One second, but why would you pay kofar? Right? He doesn't know which animal he has to watch." So Gemara says again, "Kamishim d'amrele Torah d'nagcha islecha bekarecha iboylecha l'nturei kuli bekarecha." Right? Again, you should really just watch over all of them because you have some sort of goring shore, and therefore, again, he was aware that he had to do some sort of shmir on that. Okay, v'zav zechay v'misa, says the Mishnah. A short time and a short mu'ah, regardless, if they kill somebody, they are chayiv misa. So we should just read this pasuk over here. If you slide over to the Torah, or right, we're going to darshan out right all these, a lot of these, a bunch of, I guess, almost all these words. The pasuk says, "Ki gach shor es ish o es isha v'mes." Shore gores somebody and kills him. Sakol yitarkel ashore. We're going to stone the shore. V'loy achel es b'saro, and you can't eat. The meat, ubala shor naki, right, and the owner of the shore, right, is going to be naki, clean, free, etc. Tana rabbanan with under baisa, mimash meshenemer sarkol yizakel ashor, right, any dish and avelehi. Right, Gemara said again. We said you're going to stone the shore, right, and you can't eat its meat. Well, obviously, if you stone the shore, obviously it's treif, right? It's a nevela, right? An animal that's not shechted, you can't eat it, right? It, obviously, you're not allowed to. So what's the puzzle? So therefore, my tamar lomar lo yachel is bizarro. So therefore, why do you have to tell me you're not allowed to eat it? Magid lachat hakas of the puzzle is telling me shem shechtul achash nigmar dino azer bechila. If you shechted it right properly, right, with a knife and the whole deal, right, but after it was decided, it was so they had psaked in and based in that it's going to be stoned, it's still azer bechila. Inli ela bechila, then that teaches me that's azer bechila. Behana minayin. How do you know it's also azer behana? Right, even before you stone it. By Talmud Omer, Balashor Naki. Again, the Balashor is Naki, clean. My Mashma, how does that teach me? Again, we've had this Masechta, this Gemara before, if you remember, right, in Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, right, Shimon ben Zoma Omer, that Ka'adam Ha'omer L'Chaveru Yatzab Ish Ploni Naki Minichasav Ve'im Bahem Hana Shal Klum. Again, like a person says, the phrase person says, person's been cleaned out. So that's to say, the Baal HaShor Naki, the owner of the shore, is clean, meaning he's been cleaned out, he has no Hana from it, right, even if he shechts it, right, after... After the psak then. So Gemara says, "Umay de lo yachel es b'saro laheicha de shachto achar shenigmar dino asher aser b'achila." How do you know that when the pasuk says lo yachel b'saro, you can't eat it? That teaches me that if you shecht it after the gemar din, it's you're not allowed to eat it, even though you shecht it a kedin. Ema, maybe you should say the heicha de shachto laachar shenigmar dino shor b'achilu. Maybe the din is that. Really, you can eat it if you shecht it after Beis Din Paskin that you can stone the shore. The Vahai eyes, what do you do with the Pazuk? Maybe that Pazuk of Lo Yechel Bisaro teaches me that after you stone it, right, then it's Asr Behana. Because Rabbi Avoh, like Rabbi Avoh said, I'm Rabbi Lazar. Kol Makom Shenemar Lo Yochel Osochel Osochlu. Anytime the Torah said you can't eat something, Echad Isra Achila Echad Isra Ana B'mashma, right, you might have thought, right, that the Torah is telling you, if it says lo yachel, it means you can't eat it and you can't benefit from it. Ad until she parted the chalakasa, until the Torah says specifically, kederech she parted the chalakasa, just like it said by nevela that it's mutter behana. I mean, because the pasuk says by nevela, the ger benesina of kachavim bemechira, that you're allowed to sell a nevela. Again, a nevela is an animal that's been killed but not shechted, right? So you're not allowed to eat it, obviously, but you are allowed to sell it to a ger. That's not a ger, not a convert. That's a ger, that a non-Jew that lives in your country, that lives in Eretz Yisrael, or a nesiva or a goy. Whatever, long story short, whenever it says lo yechel, means it's asr b'achila and asr b'hana, unless it says b'feirish, just like by nevela, right, that is mutter b'hana. So why don't we say over here also that lo yechel's b'zero tells me that it's asr b'achila after you stone it. So Gemara says Amri, so Gemara says Amri, Hanimili, it's only true that lo yechel means it's asr b'achila and asr b'hana, hecha denavik le isr achila b'sar hana b'mikra v'lo milo yechel, because that's only when the pasuk of lo yochel is the source, is the reason why it's asr behana and asr beachila. Aval hacha, but here, by the case of a shore that's going to be stoned, right, the isra achila misakol yisakel nafka, right, the whole reason it's asr beachila is because you're going to stone it, as the pasuk says, you're going to stone it, therefore it's, you know, obviously not shechted. So isak adai dechai lo yochel z'bezero isra anahu, enichna v'chmara lo yene, inami lo yochel. Right, so if the Torah wanted to tell me that lo yechel es b'saro teaches me it's asr b'hana, the Torah should have said lo yehne, don't benefit from it, or lo yechel, don't eat from it. My lo yachel es bisaro lamali. Why does it say you can't eat its meat? Davagav de avde kein basar, because even though you made it like meat, meaning you made it into meat by shechting it, to shechte, when you shechted it, so still, in that case, it's going to be osur. And therefore, that's how, you know, that pasuk teaches me, right, that if you shecht it after the gemar din, right, it's osur to eat. Maskular mazutra has the following kasha, ema hanimili hichet abadik tsur v'shechet bo. Maybe right that's only right if you checked the stone right and shechted it with a stone, meaning that's one way of stoning it to make it that would theoretically make it kosher to eat, right? The avdi kein skila, meaning you stoned it, it's sort of like stoning, right? You killed it with a stone. But if you shechted it with a knife, right? Maybe that would be no iser, meaning that it's only usher if you stoned it with in a way that made it mutter to eat. So Amrish, they said, "Atu saking ksivu be'araisa." No, what do you mean? The Torah doesn't say anything about a knife when you shecht it, right? What's the difference between a knife and a rock when you shecht it? That's not, we learned, hashochu b'mago yad b'tzor v'kana v'shchisaso k'shera. You can shecht it with any one of those things, right? Whether it's a rock or some sort of other shechting devices, a reed. Right? So there's no difference between shechting with one thing or another. So Amrish says, "Ay v'ashta d'nafka lei israchil v'isarnam eloy echel spesaro v'balashon akil amali." Okay, so once you tell me that it's asr b'achila and asr b'hana from the pasuk of loy echel spesaro, what do you need the pasuk of balashon akil? Right? We said balashon akil means that it's asr b'achila, asr b'hana, because you get cleaned out. There's no hana from it. Now you just tell me that the marker for it's asr b'hana is loy echel spesaro. So what do you need that pasuk for? Balashonaki, lan asoro, right? That's usher even to benefit from the shores, from the hide, from the skin of the shore, right? The sagadah the chaminik. You might have thought to say bisoro hu the usher badna, avo oro nishtar badna. Maybe it's only the meat, right? Loyachel is bisoro. Maybe it's only the meat that's usher, but the skin, right? The hide is mutter. It's kamashmal. Therefore, the pasuk says balashonaki, right? It's cleaned out, meaning there's no hana on it whatsoever. Olharach tonight the mafkele the high balashonaki the drasha achrina. According to those who say that the Balashon Aki teaches me something else, which we'll do in a second, right? So what do you do? Right? How do you know that it's usher, right, to benefit from the ore, from the skin, from the hide? Nafkalu mi es bisaro, right? Es tafel bisaro. They learn from the fact that it says es bisaro, right? That the es tafel bisaro is something that is secondary, right, to the basar, with the meat. Mainihu oro, that's talking about, right, the skin. That's talking about the hide. Okay, what if I have a haitana es lo darish, right? And who's the one who says, meaning that. So therefore, what a balashon aki? When you tell me that balashon aki teaches me that the ore, that the skin is asr b'hana, so who's the one who doesn't hold of es bisaro and needs the whole pasuk to teach me that the skin is no good? I had tana es lo darish k'detanya, like we learned in a brisa, again a brisa that we learned before. Shimon ha amsuni v'amrelei nechemia amsuni hayadarish is called es in shabbat Torah. Right, they used to darish in Shimon. They used to darish in all the s's right in the Torah. Kevin shagila es Hashem al kachotira. When he got to the pasuk of you should fear a kash baruch hu, right, es the chora should include something else. How could you fear something like a kash baruch hu? So they perish. So he stopped darshaning, right, and therefore he took out all of the drushes of the S's that he had gotten to right up until that point. And therefore, he's the one who does not darshan out right the S to teach me es bisaro, right? And therefore, he needs the whole pasuk of balashon aki to teach me right that the or right is also. So I'm a little Talmido. So these Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, recall this and shadrashta matei aleim. What's going to happen to all the drushes you had until now? Meaning you darshaned out all the Torah, all the psukim of. All the esim right up until as Hashem el kachotira, right? That's in Dvarim. That's pretty far, right? That's pretty good, right? Dvarim perik vav. Yeah, that's you did pretty well up until then, right? So what's going to happen to all those drushes, right? That he stopped. So Amalehem, so he said to him, they said to them, Kishem shekibalt tischar drusha, kach kibalt tischar aprisha. Just like I get schar for darshening out those esim, so too when I realize the MS and I can't come up with a drusha for this, it must be that we don't darshen all the esim. So I'm also going to get schar right for admitting the MS. And avoiding and holding back right from darshaning something that's not true. Achabar Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came and reinstated everything, v'limid he taught as a Shem al kach atira l'rabba tamil chachamim, where the Shem al kach, right, you should revere and have awe of and respect Kosh Baruch Hu and fear him, right? And that also implies that tamil chachamim, where Rabbi Kiva came along Redding came up with that. They asked why couldn't, what is it, Shimon or Nehemiah, was it Nehemiah, the other one? Shimon or Nehemiah Hamsuni couldn't come up with that one. So the best answer I think I heard from Rabbi Leibowitz is that Rabbi Kiva had seen, right, Shimon Hamsuni, right, hold off on their own kavod, right? They made all these fancy drushes and they said, you know what, it's not MS. So they held off on that. So Rabbi Kiva was so moved by that and so impressed that he said, oh, you also have to have, right, you also have to have, yira and fear and respect and awe for Tamil Chachamim, who are so selfless, right, they'll basically get rid of their life's work, right, if they see that it's not emistic, and that's how he was able to come up with that drasha. Okay, we will hold it here by the two dots, even though it's a shtickle in the middle, but again, as you know, we'll catch up, it's a little bit more of a extension of this discussion, but we'll get to it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.